Volkswagen shares tumbled 20% in trading today, losing billions of dollars in value. That's just one way to measure the trouble the German automaker is now facing. VW is looking at billions more in fines after admitted cheating on U.S. emissions tests, specifically tests of its diesel engine models. The admission reportedly came only under pressure from the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Justice Department is now investigating the matter. Paul Eisenstein covers the auto industry at the Detroit Bureau. He describes how VW manipulated those emissions tests.
It appears they use something that's being described as a defeat device. It's not an actual device. It's not like they put some black box under the hood. But what they did was they wrote in software into the engine controller that operates the engine and all the pollution control technology. As a result, it was able to figure out when the cars were being tested. And when they were, it toughened up the emissions control system. So it put out less particulates and less oxides of nitrogen, which are related to smog. And then when the cars were back on the road, apparently a lot of those control systems were deactivated.
So what does the scam mean for pollution and for public health?
Well, if you have more of these materials, particulates and oxides of nitrogen coming out, you'll get a lot more potential smog. There's some concern that particulates could cause cancer. So you're creating a lot more of these bad things coming out of the tailpipe.
Okay, now here's the point where I admit I am a consumer. I own a Volkswagen Jetta TDI. I certainly bought the car thinking about the environment, thinking about the gas mileage, that I was doing a good thing, and I enjoy the performance. Any idea what customers are thinking about these days?
Well, I am sure that people are at the very least feeling a little bit betrayed because they went out there trying to find something that balanced mileage, performance, and kept the air clear. And they may lose. You may lose some of that performance once they come up with a fix. You know, we already have the legal vultures circling. We've already heard about several class action lawsuits against VW.
Well, the EPA is talking about an $18 billion fine.
And I don't really believe that VW would be hit with the maximum fine. $18 billion is pretty devastating. However, they're still going to get hit pretty hard from a lot of different places. So not only do you have the EPA ready to fine them, the California Air Resources Board would likely fine them because they have their own standards that are even tougher than the federal rules. The Justice Department has indicated that it may weigh in, and I've got a feeling that they'll probably wind up getting some sort of settlements from VW.
Has Volkswagen been accused of this trickery in Europe as well, or does it not matter there?
At the moment, the European regulators are saying they're watching what's happening in the United States. I imagine they're already in touch with the EPA to find out what sort of evidence they have. And it's not clear that Volkswagen used the same defeat device in Europe that they used here because the standards there are slightly different.
So have they essentially, Volkswagen, have they admitted doing this?
They have said that they're sorry for the problem. I think they've walked a fine line without crossing over into admitting guilt in such a way that it would stand up in court. But they clearly recognize they have a problem and that they've lost the trust of consumers, according to a statement that came from their CEO, Martin Winterkorn.
And what do you think, Paul, this does for the whole image of green cars?
Well, it's really sad to see this happening because diesels have been gaining traction in the U.S. after being largely out of the market for two decades. If you recall, the diesels of the 80s were sluggish, they smelled, they just didn't click with American consumers. The new so-called clean diesels, which were quick, fuel efficient, and supposedly clean, have really been finding an audience. 25% of VW products sold in the U.S. are diesels. One of the questions that's being asked, if other European automakers use the same trickery. Daimler, which owns Mercedes-Benz, weighed in and said, no, we did not use this technology. I bet a lot of consumers are wondering right now if this is just a unique situation or not. But I would be surprised if regulators, both at the federal level and in California, aren't looking at the software of all sorts of manufacturers to make sure that this sort of thing isn't more prevalent than we realized.
Incredible story. Reporter Paul Eisenstein at the DetroitBureau.com. Thanks a lot, Paul.
My pleasure.